Business today moves faster than ever. If you are slow to adapt, then you will get left behind. If you're still running on QuickBooks, that's you. It's time to hit the gas and accelerate with NetSuite. Let NetSuite show you how they'll benefit your business with a free product tour at netsuite.com/wallstreet.
Here's your money briefing for Wednesday, April 21st. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal. One of the biggest economic trends of the past year has been the red-hot housing market. Amid the home buying scramble, the number of Hispanic homeowners jumped last year by more than any year in the past two decades.
So Hispanic homeownership has been growing for years and is largely due to the household formation growth, the youth of that population. So that's already been kind of a strength underpinning the housing market for a couple of years before the pandemic.
Coming up, our housing reporter Nicole Friedman will explain what the strength of Hispanic homebuyers means for the broader housing market going forward. That's after the break.
If you're a business owner, you don't need us to tell you that running a business is tough. Don't let QuickBooks and spreadsheets slow you down anymore. Now is the time to upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle, the world's number one cloud business system. NetSuite gives you visibility and control over your financials, HR, inventory, e-commerce, and more. Join the over 24,000 companies using NetSuite right now. Schedule your free product tour right now at netsuite.com/wallstreet. netsuite.com/wallstreet.
Hispanic homebuyers are a growing force in the U.S. housing market. Their homeownership grew last year by 700,000, the fastest pace in 20 years, according to the National Association of Hispanic Real Estate Professionals. So what's behind the trend, and what does it say about the overall housing market? Our housing reporter Nicole Friedman has been looking into this, and she's here to talk about it. Nicole, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
So, Nicole, as hot as the housing market has been, lots of people whose personal finances were affected by the pandemic haven't been able to take part in the housing boom, and many Hispanic Americans worked in restaurant, hospitality, and construction jobs, so they were among the hardest hit. So how is it this group is becoming more active homebuyers?
It's actually been a little bit of a surprise in 2020 that even though the Hispanic unemployment rate did rise, you know, above the national unemployment rate, there were a lot of Hispanic Americans who were affected by job losses. The Hispanic homeownership rate continued to grow in 2020 and actually surged. There's a couple drivers of this. A major one is the age of the Hispanic population. That Hispanic millennial generation is really driving these homeownership gains. A lot of people in the Hispanic community are in their early 30s, late 20s, in those kind of prime home buying years. And really, analysts say that the Hispanic home buyers who were ready to buy homes in 2020, had the means to do so, just weren't the same people largely as the ones who were affected by the job losses. And also interest rates in 2020 fell to record lows, mortgage interest rates. And so that also helped make home buying more affordable.
So where are we seeing this trend play out the most? What places are we talking about here?
So the biggest growth rate has actually been in markets that aren't necessarily thought of as, you know, major hotspots for Hispanic homeownership. And so the biggest increases in 2019 in Hispanic homeownership were in places like Durham, Chapel Hill, North Carolina, Boise, Idaho, and Atlantic City, New Jersey. So certainly there are really big populations of Hispanic homeowners in Texas and Florida, California. You know, the biggest markets continue to be places like Houston and Orlando. So the markets that are seeing the biggest growth are places that might have a lower cost of living or maybe have strong employment opportunities, places that aren't traditionally thought of as the hot areas for the Hispanic population.
You know, Nicole, a hallmark of this current housing market is the fierce competition among prospective homebuyers amid such low inventory. How has that affected Hispanic homebuyers?
It's a huge issue for all homebuyers right now, is that inventory, the number of homes for sale, is at a record low. So it is incredibly hard to find homes and then to actually win an offer. Homes are getting, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20 offers. And so it's really hard for buyers to compete. And that tends to really hit the hardest first-time homebuyers and people that just don't have a lot of extra cash, people that are on a more limited budget, because if it gets into a bidding war, or a competitive scenario, they can't necessarily throw in another $10,000, another $20,000 on top of what they've already offered. And so we're definitely seeing that across the population of Hispanic homebuyers as well, that this is a population that tends to have a slightly lower budget than the U.S. population as a whole, and also to pay less in down payments. Hispanic homebuyers are more likely to use FHA loans, which are loans targeted usually at first-time homebuyers that allow for a lower down payment. And so that means that in those competitive bidding scenarios, it is harder for people with lower down payments, people without a lot of cash available, to win those offers. And so my experience talking to Hispanic real estate agents, people that work with Hispanic homebuyers, is they say this is a really huge challenge right now for their clients.
So what was the buying strength of this group before the pandemic?
So Hispanic homeownership has been growing for years and is largely due to the household formation growth, the youth of that population. So that's already been kind of a strength underpinning the housing market for a couple of years. Before the pandemic, when the market was a bit more sluggish, Hispanic homebuyers were really seen as, you know, one of the big strong areas driving the market. Since the pandemic, the market has really heated up. It's extremely hot. There's huge demand all across the market. And so Hispanic homebuyers continue to be a big presence, but there's lots of demand all across the market from all segments of the U.S. population right now.
And looking ahead, how is the home buying power of Hispanics expected to affect the broader housing market going forward?
Yeah, so there were really fascinating projections from the Urban Institute that came out this year that are basically based on looking at the age of different population segments in the U.S. and the household formation growth and projecting, you know, what is going to happen to home ownership rates in the next 20 years by 2040. And in part of those projections, the Urban Institute projects that between 2020 and 2040, 70% of the net new homeowner households will be Hispanic. And so there is an expectation that because of the youth of this population, because of the household formation growth, that the Hispanic population is going to drive basically the bulk of new home ownership in the next 20 years in the U.S. And at the same time, as the Urban Institute expects the Hispanic homeownership rate to grow by 2040, it also is projecting that the white homeownership rate and the black homeownership rate will decline in that same time period in those next 20 years. And that's also due to the relative age of those populations and the home buying and household formation patterns that those groups have shown.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal reporter Nicole Friedman. Nicole, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.